online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
The time is 5 o'clock. I'm Rory Williams with the main evening news on Highland Radio. Coming up in this bulletin, new changes to traffic management plans in Letterkenny to be implemented following calls for emergency municipal meeting. Works taking place in multiple locations in the town have led to lengthy delays. Permanent TSB is fined €21 million for what the central bank calls serious failings to over 2,000 customers between 2004 and 2018 in relation to tracker mortgages. And a Donegal deputy has slammed the government and HSE after it was confirmed this week funding for long-awaited redevelopment at St Joseph's in Remelton has not been sanctioned. Those stories and more to follow, plus we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin at around a quarter past. Good evening. New plans have been put in place in an effort to address ongoing traffic issues in Letterkenny. It comes following calls from Councillor Michael McBride for an emergency meeting of Letterkenny Municipal District to discuss the congestion in the town as a result of roadworks. Works are taking place at a number of locations, and in the past number of days, motorists have been reporting lengthy delays, particularly during the evening rush hour. After a meeting this afternoon involving Irish Water, Donegal County Council staff, contractors and Gardaí, new measures have been put in place. Councillor McBride has been outlining the changes, but says an emergency municipal meeting could be delayed as a result of the recent elections.
Irish Water and the Donegal County Council staff, as well as the contractors, have met with Superintendent Michael Finan to try and maybe iron out some of the problems that there is with the traffic flow around town. They have made several changes. There are certain things they're going to do. There are going to be two outgoing lanes off the town. There are going to be no right turn on the Cullion Road. There will be no right turn at Kelly's Toyota. So there's several things have been put in place. It'll be interesting now to see this evening and maybe tomorrow evening, particularly with the bank holiday weekend coming up tomorrow evening, what kind of an effect that'll have on the traffic flow around Letterkenny. It's most getting back to our original point where we're looking for a meeting with the municipal district. Councillors that are elected don't formally become councillors until they're in there for a week, and it's not normal protocol for a municipal meeting to take place before the AGM of the Donegal County Council. That AGM is going to take place on the 7th of June. But what I am looking for now is that senior management of Donegal County Council would meet with the business owners. So that's a kind of an update on where we're at this afternoon. And I think it might be useful to the general public as well.
These changes come following confusion over whether traffic management plans up to this point have been working, particularly on the four-lane road between the Dry Arch and Polestar roundabouts. Newly elected Councillor Donal Coyle says the Bonagie Link remains the long-term solution to Letterkenny's ongoing traffic issues.
As far as I was concerned, I was under the impression that there were two lanes open in the morning
going in
from the Dry Arch,
yeah.
and that would become one lane then in the evening, and that the two lanes would be open on the way out in the evening. That hasn't happened for the last few days, and that seems to have caused a major problem with tailbacks, in particular way back nearly to Remelton.
Now, John Watson's been told that the work on that stretch of road is finished this evening, so there's some hope then that you believe if that returns to sort of two lanes in two directions, would you be hopeful then that that will ease congestion elsewhere around the town?
Well, it'll ease it somewhat there, but there are other projects going on. There is a solution out there, and I've been pushing it all during the election and my manifesto, and that is the necessity for Letterkenny to get the bridge across the Swilly.
And that was newly elected Councillor Donal Coyle speaking to Greg on the 9 till noon show earlier. A Donegal deputy has slammed the government and HSE after it was confirmed this week that funding for the long-awaited redevelopment of St Joseph's and Remelton community hospitals has still not been sanctioned. Deputy Pierce Doherty has described the situation as shameful and says that as a result, the futures of these services remain shrouded in doubt until such a time as funding is sanctioned. Laura Donnelly has this report.
report.
The admission contained in a HSE response to a recent Dáil question tabled by Deputy Doherty comes some 3 years after the futures of the hospitals were thrown into question following the announcement that long-term residential care beds would be closed at St Joseph's and Remelton and replaced by a new nursing unit in Letterkenny. The move was to be as part of the government's programme of investment in public nursing homes between 2016 and 2021. After considerable local backlash following the announcement, the HSE were forced to roll back on their plans and instead pledged that long-term residential care in the two community hospitals would be refurbished and retained. 3 years later, no funding has been pledged, with Deputy Doherty describing the situation as shameful. He says that local communities continue to be fobbed off by the government and HSE, while the futures of these vital services remain shrouded in doubt.
The Anna Kriegel trial has heard from a witness who said one of the accused boys told him he believed the other boy was building a case against him. The boys, who were 13 last May when Anna was killed in a derelict house in Dublin, deny murdering the 14-year-old Kildare schoolgirl. Our court correspondent Frank Graney has this report, which some listeners may find distressing.
A teenage boy gave evidence via video link to the trial today. He said he remembered chatting to Boy B the month after Anna Creagel's body was found. He claimed he told him during that conversation that he had to tell him something, but he couldn't tell anyone. He said he told him he saw Boy A and Anna getting into a small scrap in the abandoned house and that it got more violent. He said he told him he saw Boy A get Anna into a headlock and try to get her on the ground while she was fighting back and struggling. He said Boy B told him he just freaked out and ran away. Under cross-examination, he told the jury about a separate conversation he claimed to have with Boy B earlier that same day, during which he told him he believed Boy A was building a case against him and that he set him up by making him call for Anna that day. Frank Graney at the Central Criminal Court.
Permanent TSB has been fined €21 million by the central bank over the tracker mortgage scandal. It's received the fine after what the central bank calls the serious failings to over 2,000 customers between 2004 and 2018. Shane Beattie has this report.
The central bank says the fine reflects the gravity with which it views PTSB's failings and the unacceptable harm it caused to tracker mortgage customers, from extended periods of significant overcharging to the loss of 12 family homes and 19 buy-to-let properties. PTSB has also been forced to pay €54 million in redress and compensation to its impacted customers. The central bank investigation found that PTSB denied its customers a tracker mortgage or didn't put them on the correct tracker rate, resulting from a number of failings, including failing to warn certain customers about the consequences of decisions they might make relating to their mortgage, a lack of adequate systems, a decision to deny certain customers their correct tracker rate between 2009 and 2010, and an incorrect legal interpretation of contractual terms and conditions. The PTSB fine is the largest of its kind imposed to date by the central bank.
A West Donegal councillor fears delays in progressing a major roads project in Dunlow could impact this year's Merry from Dunlow Festival. The €1.2 million resurfacing project from the Guidor Road to the Glenties Road was due to commence a number of weeks ago, but to date, works have yet to commence. Local councillor Micheál Colin McGilla-Aspig says while a meeting between the contractor and National Roads Authority took place today, a consultation needs to be had with local businesses to establish a best way forward.
When this project was first announced, certainly it was encouraging news that the road was going to be resurfaced, and that from north and south of Dunlow. At the time I was in talks with the local residents and the NRA in the hope of getting a new footpath to continue out as far as Super Value, Dunlow GA field. But unfortunately that didn't happen for us, and we will continue to fight for that in the interest of the health and safety of residents. But we had hoped that work would have started long before this, and unfortunately to date they haven't. Now today the NRA will be meeting with the contractor, and they're hoping that very soon, roughly the first week of June, that works will be starting on this project. There will be a fair bit of disruption on it, but I suppose one of the concerns I have is that if the project starting kind of later on than what was initially hoped by the NRA, that this might affect the Mary from Brno Festival, and have been speaking to the NRA that, and I do believe, and I know they will, they're their utmost to try to minimise any disruption as possible, but that is certainly a concern. But recognising the work that the Donegal team of the NRA and that have put into this project, but there will be disruptions, and I think it's always really important that there's good consultation with the local residents and the local business people who have been in contact with.
A full recount is to take place in Ireland South for the European elections. A recheck of votes took place today, with an extra one being found for Leonie Rada. The Sinn Féin candidate is currently 327 votes behind the Green Party's Grace O'Sullivan in the race for the fifth seat. The recount will go ahead at Sinn Féin's request. It'll start on Tuesday morning and is expected to take at least 28 days. Returning officer Martin Harvey explains what happens next.
Unfortunately, it will take time. What we're proposing is to count from Monday to Friday, from 9 until 5 or 6 in the afternoon. We won't count at weekends, and if we did, we wouldn't be able to get the staff to do that. So that's where we are, and that will just delay matters. But we will go ahead and do it. This is a democracy in action and in progress.
In the north, the PSNI chief constable says he regrets if comments made by him caused distress to the family of one of the victims of the Cookstown tragedy. George Hamilton met the parents of Morgan Bernard, who died along with Lauren Bullock and Connor Curry in a crush at a disco in a hotel in Tyrone on St Patrick's Day. The meeting was arranged after Mr Hamilton described police officers who arrived at the scene of the tragedy but withdrew before later returning as brave. The investigation into the circumstances that led to the death of the teenagers continues. It's 11 minutes past five. We'll take a break.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with 20% off during this weekend's big sale, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Well, it's just gone 14 minutes past 5 o'clock. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Rory. Good evening. Starting with Airtricity League, after back-to-back derby defeats to Derry City. It's back to the grind of the Premier Division for Fun Harps tomorrow night. They travel to play Bohemians at Dalymount Park. Mark Coyle is suspended after being sent off on Monday night, while Nathan Boyle has joined the lengthy injury list. On the plus side, Jacob Borg and Sean Boyd are available. If Harps avoid defeat, they'll move off the bottom of the table, as UCD have no game tomorrow night. Here's Harps boss Ollie Horgan.
On Monday night, we played quite well as compared to the game on the Friday. And while we didn't get a result, which was disappointing, I think the biggest disappointment was that we it looks like we've lost another two bodies for Friday night with a sending off and an injury. And that's probably the biggest disappointment on Monday night. Yeah, we would love to have got to a semi-final of the competition. That wasn't to be. We're already down, and we've picked up maybe two others as well that will be unavailable for tomorrow. Like, the League Cup mightn't be the be-all and end-all from our point of view, but the fact that we had to play 120 minutes and we got nothing out of it, bar we lost two players for Bohemians, is probably the biggest negative out of those teams. But it will be a difficult last tomorrow night up in Dalymount anyway, with everyone available. Don't mind being down what we're down to. But so be it. Stranger things have happened before, and we're hoping that might happen tomorrow.
On the international front, Republic of Ireland manager Mick McCarthy says he won't be chasing Nathan Redmond or Patrick Bamford. Bamford asked for time to consider his international future after conversations with McCarthy, and the Ireland boss says it's up to the Leeds striker to make the next call, while Redmond was called up by England for the upcoming Nations League finals before being dropped from the final squad. McCarthy thinks the Southampton winger's first choice is to play for England.
He's got the cheap debt in the background, mate, so said that before, that's just the way it is. I think there's another option, but I do believe his real option is he wants to play for England, who he has played for at under 21 level. And good luck to him, that's if he wants to do that.
Elsewhere, midfielder Mark Sykes has been given his first Northern Ireland call-up for the Euro 2020 qualifiers in Estonia and Belarus. The Oxford United player has been named by manager Michael O'Neill after taking part in the recent training camp in Manchester. Hearts fullback Michael Smith returns to the squad, but striker Will Grigg is absent because of an injury. And Luciano Spalletti has been sacked as Inter Milan boss. His two-year reign has been ended despite Inter qualifying for next season's Champions League. Former Chelsea boss Antonio Conte is the heavy favourite to take over at the San Siro. Locally in the North West Women's Super League, there's three ties down for decision tonight. 7:30 is the kick-off time. Bonagie United, they play Ali Celtic. Greencastle, they play Fannett United. And Swallow Rovers, they play Kildare. Moving on to golf on the European Tour this week, it's the Belgian Knockout. This has been played in two sections, A and B. The top 32 from each section after two rounds go through to the match play at the weekend. The two Irish players in action this week are Gavin Moynihan and Michael Hoy. Moynihan's one under, Hoy's level par. They're both in section B. That leaves them a long way behind the group B leader Anton Carlson. He's on 8 under par. In section A, it's Dean Burmester and Chris Paisley leading the way on 6 under par. In the PGA Tour this week, it's the Memorial Tournament in Dublin, Ohio. It's Jack Nicklaus's tournament this week. Rory McIlroy's in action once again. He's off to a disappointing start. He's 3 over par through 14 holes. That leaves him 10 shots behind the leader, Ryan Moore, who's on 7 under through 15 holes. Tiger Woods is also in action this week. He's even par through 13 holes. And the US Women's Open's taking place this week. Leona Maguire tees off about 6:30 Irish time, while Stephanie Meadows, she's on the course. She's 1 over par through 9 holes. Leading the way is Japanese player Mamiko Higa. She's 5 under par through 13 holes. In cricket, the Cricket World Cup got underway today. England are hosting the tournament. Dubliner Owen Morgan's the England captain. They're playing South Africa at the Oval today. England scored 311 for 8. In reply, South Africa are still batting. They're 167 for 6 after 32 overs. And locally, the Northern Knights and North West Warriors were playing a 3-day game, but there was only one day able to be played due to the bad weather, so that match ended in a draw. And in tennis, defending champion Simona Halep is preparing to take to the court at Roland Garros. That's for her second round French Open encounter with Poland's Magda Linetti. The match begins in about 20 minutes' time. Elsewhere, men's top seed Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams both enjoyed straight set victories today to progress to the next round. Earlier on, women's world number one Naomi Osaka survived a scare, coming back from a set down to eventually defeat Victoria Azarenka. And finally for this evening, the 2019 Donegal Half Marathon, which has been held in association with Cairns Retail Group, takes place in Letterkenny on Sunday, August the 18th, with a 9:20 start. Participants are reminded that the early bird offer closes to enter this event at midnight tomorrow night. That's Friday, May the 31st. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Rory.
Thanks, Kenny. Plans are being put forward for the redevelopment of the old Adria site in Strabane, with 160 social housing units anticipated, along with a creche and other community facilities. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says the site has become a focal point for antisocial behaviour and action is needed to address that. Detailed plans for the site are to be presented at a public consultation event at the Melvin Leisure Centre tomorrow fortnight, Friday, June 14th, from 3 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Daniel McCrossan believes the proposal will be widely supported.
The future of the site has had considerable question marks over it for a long period of time. It has been an area where people have congregated and caused all sorts of antisocial behaviour and disruption to the surrounding residents. Finally, we're starting to see the fruition of a proposal that could prove very, very positively for the wider area. This proposal includes 160 housing units and apartments, 11 work units, community facilities and a creche. This is an exciting proposal and will alleviate all sorts of issues in terms of housing stress in Strabane, because there's quite a huge number of families that have been on waiting lists for quite a long period of time.
As you've said, that is a built-up area already. Is there enough road access? Is there enough water and sewage services available? Does the area have the infrastructure that can absorb all these new homes? And these, I presume, are issues that will be teased out in that consultation.
I think it certainly is the right site for housing development, certainly of this scale, because the site is quite vast. And I do believe that the surrounding residents will welcome this development very much. But that doesn't negate the fact that there will be concerns in relation to some of the access potentially to the site. But I do believe that there is the scope there to meet some of those concerns and to ensure that they're alleviated. It's up to the public, and I certainly would ask that anybody that has an interest in this would attend the consultation to come in and have their say as to how they would like to see the site rolled out, how they'd like to see it laid out, what facilities they'd like to see on it, and ultimately how it's going to sit in that particular setting.
And 16 designated bathing beaches in Donegal have been deemed to be of excellent quality by the Environmental Protection Agency. Four other beaches in the country are classified as good, while one has been described as sufficient. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Nationally, the EPA monitors 145 bathing waters, 21 of them in Donegal. Of those, 16 were rated as excellent in the 2018 report. They are Rosnaula, Merva, Fintra, Narran, Dewey, Carrigfinn, Maharorty, Drumatinny, Killahoe, Port Niblah, Marble Hill, Downings, Ballyhernan, Port Salon, Lisfannan and Shrove. Of those, Maharorty and Dewey are on the monitored list for the first time. Four Donegal beaches were listed as good: Bundoran, Port Arthur, Rathmullen and Ladies Bay and Crana. One, Kildaff, is listed as being of sufficient water quality. Nationally, five beaches were rated as poor, three in County Dublin, one in County Westmeath and one in County Galway.
Cloudy this evening with outbreaks of rain, heavy at times and highest temperatures 14 to 17 degrees. A recap of the headlines. New changes to traffic management plans in Letterkenny are to be implemented following calls for emergency municipal meeting. Permanent TSB is fined €21 million in relation to tracker mortgages. And a Donegal deputy has slammed the government and HSE after it was confirmed this week funding for the long-awaited redevelopment of St Joseph's and Remelton Community Hospitals has still not been sanctioned. You're up to date on Highland Radio. I'm back with headlines again in an hour. Until then, I'm Rory Williams. Good evening. The obituary notices for Thursday evening, the 30th of May. The death has occurred of Annie Kiernan, née Campbell, Meanmore, Dunlow. Her remains will be reposing at her late residence from 1pm tomorrow. Rosary at 9pm, removal on Saturday evening at 7:30pm, going to St Columba's Church Acres for 8 o'clock where she will repose overnight. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11:30, with interment afterwards in Maharee Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10pm to 10am, entry only from the Shore Road to the Pole Road. The death has taken place of Annie Duffy, née Langan, 4 New Street, Claddy, reposing at her home this evening from 8pm. Funeral leaving her home on Saturday at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Columba's Church, Donnyloop at 11am. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to St Vincent de Paul, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has occurred of Paddy Doherty, New Line Road, Letterkenny, and formerly of Knock Ballybuffet. Paddy's remains will repose at his home from 7pm this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday, going to St Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 11am, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Conwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations, if wished, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake Funeral Director, Stony Arch, New Line Road, Letterkenny. The death has taken place of John McGettigan, 65 Ashbrook, Strabane, and formerly of Coolatee, Lifford, reposing at his home this evening from 7pm. Funeral leaving his home on Saturday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10am. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Western Health and Social Care Trust, Ward 40, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has taken place of Eileen Winifred O'Brien, 55, Fahanview, Claudy, County Derry. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning, going to St Mary's Church, Altenure Park, for Requiem Mass at 11am, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has taken place of Anna Brown, Burnfoot. Removal from Murphy's funeral home this evening around now, going to her late residence. Funeral on Saturday morning, leaving her home at 10:15, going to St. Mura's Church Fawn for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy funeral directors. The death has occurred of Paddy Hilly, late of 30 Kilclean Road, Castledurg. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St. Patrick's Church, Castledurg, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. And the death has taken place of Robert Stewart, High Carn, Remelton. His remains are reposing at his brother James Stewart's residence at High Carn, Remelton. Funeral service tomorrow at 2 p.m. in Remelton Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in Bank Cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, donations, if desired, to Remelton Community Hospital, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors.